was kind of fat when I was a baby. I remember when I was born. I was so fat and so ugly that when I arrived, the doctor took one look at me and slapped my mother. He said, "This is the ugliest baby I ever saw." Well, my mother was kind of fat, too. You know, no one ever invited us to church except once a year during a revival meeting they called Pack a Pew Night. One Sunday evening, Mom and I went to a small church. Most of the other churches we went to, the preachers would tell us how kind and sweet we all were. But I knew different. I only took a bath once a month, and usually when we went to church, it was on the third week. But this time, the preacher told us how rotten and sinful we were. And if we didn't ask Jesus to save us, we'd all go to hell. I turned to Mom and I said, "Mama, I don't want to go to hell." Then the preacher told us how to be saved and asked us to come forward and accept Christ. Well, when the invitation was given, I walked up to the preacher and told him I wanted to be saved. He led me to a pew off to the side, and he said, "Marky, kneel down." I said, "I am." I was kind of short, too. Well, as I was kneeling down, the preacher said, "Mark, do you want to ask Jesus in your heart?" Oh, I said, "Oh, yes, I do. Nobody's ever loved me. You think Jesus does?" He said, "Yes, for God so loved the world." And he told me the sweetest story about the sweetest person I ever heard of. I asked Jesus to come in my heart, and I said, "Dear Jesus, I'm a rotten kid, and I know I deserve to go to hell because I do sinful things. But please forgive me and come in my heart and save me." And you know what? He did. I was so happy I turned around. I was going to go grab my mom and say, "Mama, come up too and accept Christ." But Mama was already out the other side. She was kneeling down, and Jesus came into her life too. Oh, we were so happy. We walked down the aisle and all out to church, and we started home and got to the door of our house and opened it up. We were so glad. We said, "Daddy, guess what?" Now, my daddy was what a lot of people called an alcoholic. He used to drink so much. At first, he didn't. He'd go to a party and one of those business kind, you know, and all the guys around said, "Come on, Bob, take a drink or two." He'd say, "No, thank you." "Oh, come on, don't be one of those freaks." So Daddy said, in order not to be unsociable, he went ahead and take a drink. Well, he kept drinking more and more, more parties and more drinks. Finally, Daddy would drink before he got up in the morning, after he'd get home, during dinner, after dinner, before he'd go to bed. That's all Daddy would do. Well, I looked at Daddy and said, "Daddy, I wished you'd get saved." He said, "Ah, leave me alone." I said, "Daddy, please, ask Jesus to come in your heart and save you." I said, "Quit it." I said, "Daddy, if you don't get saved, you're going to go to hell." Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Daddy got up and he started chasing me around the living room. He told me if I didn't watch it, I was going to get you. I said, "Oh, Daddy, please don't hit me." He took a ball bat and he started to swing, and Mama come out right outside by the kitchen door just at the same time. Daddy swung and he didn't hit me. He hit my Mama. And he hit her and hit her and hit her again. Mama didn't move for a long time. I thought she went to go to heaven. Well, after Mommy got out of the hospital, Daddy promised he'd be a good boy. Oh, he'd go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night prayer meeting, Thursday night visitation. He was there all the time. I thought my daddy was a Christian. Oh, I was so happy. One Sunday morning, the preacher was preaching on a message called "Give Your All to Jesus." First of all, you have to give your life to Jesus. Then after you give your life, you give everything you've got, your time, your talent, and one more little thing, your tithe. When he said money, my daddy grabbed by his wallet and he said, "Ouch!" Because he hit Dad right in his nervous system, his pocketbook. We got home and I was hungry because I gave the preacher a bunch of hearty amens. We got inside the house and said, "Mama, I'm hungry. What's to eat?" She said, "Your favorite." I go, "Oh, boy, I'm ready to eat. Let's go." Then and Daddy said, that preacher makes me sick. All he does is talk about money, 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 money. When in reality, the preacher only mentioned just maybe 5 or 6 seconds about giving your tithe to Jesus because it's his anyway. Daddy said, I'll never go back to that church again. You know what? That guy down at the grocery store told the lady at the beauty parlor, told the guy at the barbershop, told the one the teacher, told the principal, told the one the kids, told me. First-hand information. That preacher take that offering plate, and after the service, he'd go in back of the baptistry, close the curtain, get underneath the water, and stuff the money in his pocket. Everybody knows the preacher makes $30 a year. Look at me. I only make $300 a week. When my daddy started talking that way, I knew that he really didn't get saved. He was being a phony baloney. It got kind of rough around the house. Daddy didn't let me and Mommy go to church very much. One Sunday night, it got so bad, we had to sneak out of the house. Oh, we went to the service, and it was so great. The singing was tremendous, and the preaching was grand. Mom and I started home, and we were so happy, but yet, we were so burdened for our daddy. We opened the door and looked, and there was Daddy sitting in his favorite chair again, and he was drunk. Mommy walked over to him, and she said, honey, when are you going to get your life straightened out and accept Jesus? He said, leave me alone. I couldn't believe my ears. I said, Daddy, you promised Mommy and me you'd never drink again. Why did you do it? I said, leave me alone. Oh, Daddy, I'm going to pray for you, Daddy. And my father said something I never heard him say. I hate you. And I hate your mother, and I hate everybody. I hate God. Oh, Daddy, don't say that. I do. I ran in my bedroom and fell to the bed and broke it. And as I was laying down, I said, Jesus, we got pretty close by then. I said, this is your buddy, Larky, speaking to you again. Did you hear my daddy out in the living room? He said he hates Mommy. He hates me, and he hates you. Oh, Jesus, I'd do anything to see my daddy saved. Please save him, in Jesus' name. And I cried myself to sleep that night. I woke up the next morning, I had a big pain in my chest. I said, Daddy, Mama, come here quick. They ran in. What's wrong? Oh, my chest hurts so bad. They said, will you stay home from Christian school today, and you'll be okay. I said, all right. I stayed home, and as the day went on, the worse I got. Finally, they called our Christian doctor in, and he examined me. Marky, oh, I hurt so bad. Marky. Oh, yes, sir. Are you ready to go see Jesus? You mean I'm going to die? He said, yes. Well, I'm ready to go see Jesus, but my dad is not. He said, I think you better call your mommy and daddy in right now. And I did. Daddy, Mama. They walked in and they were both crying. I said, Daddy, the doctor said I'm going to go see Jesus tonight. And I'm so happy because I love Jesus and we're good friends. But Daddy, I'll never see you again. Daddy said, why? I'm a good man. Daddy, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because you sin, the wages of sin is death, Daddy. But the gift of God's eternal life, he gives it to you freely, Daddy. And I took it and Mommy took it. And we've been wanting you to take it, but Daddy, you wouldn't. Oh, Daddy, that's all I've been trying to tell you. Daddy, please don't go to hell. I love you. Daddy started crying very bad. He moved back of the room, and I said, Mama, please come here. I could barely talk in a whisper. My mama knelt down beside my mouth, and she said, honey, what? I said, Mama, I'll see you in heaven, okay? She said, okay, honey. I said, Mommy, you pray for Daddy, okay? I think Daddy's gonna get saved. I hope so, son. Daddy, come here, Daddy. Daddy walked up so slow and so solemn. He looked down at me. I said, Daddy, take my hand. And I reached up to him, and he grabbed my little hand, and he held it so tight. I said, Daddy, I'll never see you again. Shake my hand, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. And he was shaking it, and my hand dropped, and I died. I woke up, and I saw the prettiest place I'd ever seen in all my life. There were two great big pearly gates, and I said, I'm home! Hello, I'm home! And they opened up the pearly gates, and right in front of me were streets of gold. I ran down the main street. I could really run now. The fat really didn't bother me then. And I saw Jesus sitting at the right-hand side of the Father. I looked so small compared to them. And Jesus opened up his arms and he said, Welcome, Rocky, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, I ran up to Jesus and I put my arms around him the best I could. And I kissed him on the cheek and I said, Jesus, it's so funny, Rocky. I'm so glad to be here. And people started crying around me. I said, Hi, how are you? Hi. I said, Jesus, how's my daddy? And he said, look down. And I did. And there was my body in my bedroom laying on the bed. And Daddy was kneeling beside my body. And Mommy beside him. They were crying so bad. And I heard my daddy pray a prayer I'd never heard him pray before. He said, there, Jesus, you took my little boy away so I can become a Christian. I've done so many things wrong. I drank. I made fun of people. I was a gossiper. I was a hypocrite. Oh, but most of all, I was lost. Oh, Mikey, I miss you, Jesus. Will you please come into my heart and save me? I don't deserve it, but Marky said you would if I only asked you to. And that's what I'm doing now, the best I know how. I looked up at Jesus and I was crying. I said, did you hear my daddy, Jesus? This is what we'd all been praying about so long. I said, oh, please, please, save my daddy. And he looked down and he was smiling so big. And he said, I'll do it. I said, you know what? Something happened at our house. It's not the same anymore. Something happened.